What's up, guys? It's Daniel out of Motivation. You know, as I really don't do any more motivation online, just these podcasts, just because I'm so busy enjoying life. It's important that you guys still get a little bit of motivation. I know some people still need a push, and I'd hate to leave all my peoples hanging. I know you guys love the English right there, peoples. Y'all are, if you're listening, you're my people, whether you like it or not. So today we're going to be talking about the greatness of God, because he is great, amen? So let's talk about it. Let's talk about it. And the only way I really want to talk about today is just get into some words. Last podcast, if you guys were listening, about the plans God has for your life, talking about Jeremiah 29:11. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future. And I believe that's the NIV right there. But what we're trying to get at is God has an expected end for you, but only when you're walking and being obedient, right? Well, you can listen to the last podcast about that. But the greatness of God is that when you're obedient, you're walking in his plan. Philippians 4:13. I can do everything through him who gives me strength. There's a lot to this. The strength of God happens when you're being obedient in God's plan for your life. Hold on one second. Let me put this one up. Romans 8:28. And we know that in all things God works for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose. Woo! Romans 8 is fire. If you guys don't know, you might want to read that today. Let's talk about this one. Popular. That's why it's so good. John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life. That's NIV also. Guys, I'm going to give you one more. It's just like the gravy on top, baby. It's the cherry on top. It might be two cherries on top. Romans 12:2. Do not conform any longer to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, his good, pleasing, and perfect will. Ooh-wee. Ooh-wee. That's fire right there. I'm going to read it again. Some of you didn't get it. Some of you guys were busy telling the kid in the back to chillax. All right. Romans 12:2. Do not conform any longer to the pattern of this world. That means you're going to be living a life set apart. But be transformed by the renewing of your mind. You're in the Word. It's renewing your mind. You're living the Word of God. It is a breathing part. You meditate on it day and night. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, his good, pleasing, and perfect will. How are you going to test and approve? You're going to hold what's going on in your life, the situation. You're going to hold it up to the promises of God. You're going to hold it up to the goodness of God. Does this glorify God? Is this pleasing to God? Is this in the perfect will of God? Because it's not. It's getting out of my life, right? Let's talk about God's greatness. Let's talk about it. I like this one. This is in Job. Man, if you don't know, Job is my favorite book of the Bible. I mean, Job goes through the ups and the downs, but comes out on top because he's still always walking, glorifying, and trusting God in the plans for his life, no matter the circumstance, no matter the loss. And I hope you're feeling that way today. So Job 37:5. God's voice thunders in marvelous ways. He does great things beyond our understanding. That's NIV also. But God's voice thunders in marvelous ways. He does great things beyond our understanding. How many times have you seen God move in your life and it was supernatural? It wasn't even comprehensible. It was supernatural because it was moved in such a way that it could only be the hand of God, right? It can only be the hand of God in the accident. It can only be the hand of God that you made it out of that situation. It can only be the hand. Sometimes it's good to look at the past and look at all God's done for your life, right? Look back at all God's done. Let's move on here. Talking about the greatness of the Lord. Almost verbatim here. Psalm 145:3. great is the Lord and most worthy of praise. His greatness no one can fathom. Now, when we talk about his greatness no one can fathom, whatever you think, however big you think God is, multiply it times a billion, he's still greater. And then multiply that times a billion, he's still greater. God is so great, is so good, is so merciful. Woo! I might have to buy this podcast myself. No, I'm just kidding. This is some good stuff. I talked about this one in the last one, but it's such a good verse that we got to go over it. Isaiah 41:10 on the NIV. So do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. God's going to uphold you. God's going to strengthen you. He says, don't fear. Don't worry about it. I'm with you. Think about how big God is, how great God is. I hang on to this one right here. If you guys don't know, I do not have a problem talking about my past, because my past does not dictate my future, amen. But one, I love being vulnerable with you guys, just because I think it helps other people see that no one's life is perfect, no matter what, right? Real quick on this one, this verse right here. For a lot of years, I was brokenhearted. For a lot of years, I was getting therapy. For a lot of years, I was building myself back up because the enemy had taken my wife. Oh, that's heavy sauce, Daniel. We can talk about that, Daniel. Yeah, my wife ghosted me and took a dog. I don't got a problem saying it because it's not like she communicated. And to top it off, then she did it again, right? Then she did it again. Came back and then left again. You got to watch out for, I'm going to tell you guys a story real quick. Actually, the Holy Spirit told me this story about 2 nights ago. He woke me up at 2 a.m. and told me this story. And I'm supposed to share it, right? So there's this man and he has this pet snake. He loves the snake. The snake is his best friend. Little does he know, the snake is also deadly, right? The snake that he thought wasn't poisonous, it's poisonous. And he continues to hang out with the snake all the time, feeds the snake. The snake, so he thinks, loves him. So he's feeding the snake one day, and he walks away. And as he's walking away, the snake bites the back of his left heel when he turns around. He has to go to the hospital. They get the venom out. He finds out it's poisonous, but he loves a snake, so he's not going to get rid of it. The doctor said to get rid of it. He's like, no, I love the snake. So the next day, he's feeding the snake. Nothing happens. He's like, okay, maybe the snake learns its lessons. You know, I did talk to the snake. And keeps walking around. Next day goes. It's been about 3 weeks. He's relaxed. Snake was waiting for him to be relaxed. I want you guys to take this as a symbolic, right? Maybe just in your life, the snake in your life, right? Wait for you to relax, and he comes back again and bites. But this time, when it bites him twice. Bites his left heel and his right heel, and he's down for the count. Right when he thinks it's over, he realizes the phone is in arm's reach on the counter. So he crops himself up and he grabs the phone and he dials 911. He never thought the snake would come back again. And the doctor says, well, I thought I told you to get rid of that snake. He says, but I love the snake with all I am. The doctor said, that's cute and all, but it could kill you. And he says, what type of snake? Hold on a second. Let's do an analysis here. The doctor realizes this snake is a rare, rare snake, and they actually need the venom for the snake. He says, this is what I want you to do. I want you to put the snake in a container tomorrow and bring it to me. So he brings the snake to the doctor. And the doctor looks at him with his face of awe. And the doctor says, you know what type of snake that is? And the guy says, no, I don't know what type of snake that is. He says, are you serious? He says, yeah, I don't know what snake that is. He says, that is a black mamba. It's one of the most poisonous snakes in the world. A black mamba. It actually has some of the most potent venom in the world, right? He didn't know. He thought it was just, you know, his daily garter snake. He didn't know anything. And so this potent venom actually became the antidote. Why am I telling you this? Because the next thing the doctor says is, come here, I want to show you something. He pulls up a file. He said, these are all the people who died from one bite of that venomous snake. And you've been three times and you haven't died. He said, you're more than a man. Why am I trying to tell you guys this? Because so many times in our life, we allow the devil back into our lives. We allow situations back into our lives. But you have to realize when a snake's a snake. And you have to realize that just because you love something, sometimes you got to give it back to the doctor. Or in this case, you got to give it back to the Lord. Or in this case, you got to trust God's plan for your life and know that that venom of you helping out the doctor is actually you taking a bite for the kingdom. Because you were trying to show the love of God, right? And they bit you. You were helping them out with a loan and they bit you. You gave your business partner a loan and they never paid it back. You, whatever the circumstance is in your life, you did the good thing despite the situation and it still bit you in the back. What I'm trying to tell you is, you tried to expand the kingdom. You were trying to show the love of God. You were moving. You were sharing the gospel, and it bit you in the back. Shake off your feet. Don't worry about it. Don't fret about it. Trust God's plan for your life, and know that you were expanding the kingdom. And sometimes when you're expanding the kingdom of God, you're going to get bit, and there's going to be a snake. But just recognize the snake's a snake. Give it to the Lord, and you, who knows, it might be an antidote later on down the road for somebody else that's going to get bit. It might be an antidote for you right now to hear this story. That's why you got to use your testimony, right? That's why. Because sometimes it might encourage the next person down the line to realize, okay, God, take this bite and use it as an antidote in someone else's life, in someone else's situation. Boy, I didn't think we were going there, but we went there today. That's important stuff. Let's go over some more in greatness about the Lord, right? Woo, I got a good one for y'all. I'm going to wrap it up. Ephesians 3:20. Now to him who is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine, according to his power that work within us. Look, guys. I don't know your situation. I'm not going to tell you Jesus is a genie in the bottle, because he's not. What he is a loving God who cares about you. And as long as you're abiding in his will, living a life of Christ, being obedient to the word, and walking in his commands for your life, when you're yielding to the Holy Spirit, when you have true relationship, God's got your back. And he'll let you know a snake's a snake. And he can turn any situation around for your good, right? So I hope this encourages you. I hope you realize how great God is in your life. Look, I'll leave you. I said there was one more, and then I always have another one, right? So 1 Chronicles 29:11. Yours, O Lord, is the greatness and the power and the glory and the majesty and the splendor, for everything in heaven and earth is yours. Yours, O Lord, is the kingdom. You are exalted as head over all. When you make God your all, everything gets easier. When you walk in the obedience of Christ and his kingdom, the blessings continue. And when they don't continue, you continue to walk until they do continue. because you trust God's plan for your life. You trust what God called you to do. You trust it despite the circumstances. Sometimes things don't look like as though they are, right? But you call them as they are supposed to be in faith. If you believe, you shall receive whatever you ask for through prayer. Yes, shout out, Buka. When you're walking in, there's a condition. You need to be walking with the Lord. Because he's not a genie in a bottle. But he is the Lord and the provider of your life. Amen. Woo! The greatness of God. This is Daniel Adam Motivation. Your mentality creates your reality.